Visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4499 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4499.
Does your basement or
20 to 12. It's Mountain Home with the lead as we get ready to move to the third quarter. Other girls' games today, Searcy is at Jonesboro. Jonesboro, the number one seed. Of course, the Lady Bombers seeded number two for the tournament. Jacksonville is at West Memphis, and Little Rock Hall is at Marion. Mountain Home boys will be getting started here in about 18 minutes over on Classic Hits 101.7. They are down Little Rock Hall today to take on the Warriors. On the boys' side, West Memphis is the number one seed. Jonesboro seeded second, and Hall is third. Pine Bluff seeded fourth. All the winners today guarantee themselves a trip to the state tournament. The top six go. So, of course, if you win today, you're moving into the winner's bracket with just four teams, so you know you'll be there. The second round of the tournament coming up on Tuesday, and the higher-seeded teams will be the home teams. If Mountain Home's able to win tonight, obviously you want the Bombers to win, but if they happen to lose tonight, and assuming Jonesboro beats Jacksonville, the boys will be the host team on Tuesday night. So the possibility that could have two home games on Tuesday night. We'll see how the boys do. And well, it'd be great if they could pull that upset down there this afternoon against Little Rock Hall. Pine Bluff with the basketball as we get this third quarter underway. The Phillies working right to left, and there's a travel. That's nine turnovers by the Phillies. So Mountain Home will get it back. Let's see if they can take advantage of that turnover. 10 seconds into this third quarter. Twenty to 12. Mountain Home leads it. Five for out top. Looks for Tabor. The kick out to Walker to the free throw line with the dribble penetration. Picks up there. Back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer left elbow. Driving to the baseline. Finds Tabor back out top. Pine Bluff has gone to a triangle and two now. They're playing basically a 2-1 zone. Here's a three out top by Walker. It won't go. She'll get her own rebound and keep it alive. Love the hustle. Rebound out of bounds. It belongs to Mountain Home. So they're playing man-to-man on both Pfeiffer and Husky. And the others are in a, most of the time they'll play a 1-2. They're kind of giving it a 2-1 look. 20 to 12. Mountain Home with the lead. That is basically a 1-2 look. They're playing defensively with the triangle. Free throw line jumper Foreman. It won't go. Tabor goes over the back, getting the rebound. The Shazer had the position inside. Tabor picks up her second. Team foul number one. Well, this is kind of what we expected Coach Hart to do coming out of the break. He's switching up the defense. Somebody else is going to have to step up and score for Mountain Home. They rely heavily on Pfeiffer and Husky. It's going to take somebody else to score some points here this afternoon. 6:38 left in the third. Lady Bombers lead it by eight. Woods out top. Gives it up to Bryce down the right side of the paint. Leans in and scores. It's 20-14 now. Mountain Home with a six-point lead. So they've got Gray playing man on Husky, and they've got Bryce playing man on Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer flashing through the paint, nothing there. Walker has it right elbow. She's going to step up, knock down the 12-foot jumper. That's what they need, somebody else to step up and score. The senior Walker knocks down that jumper, 22-14. 8-point Mountain Home lead, 5:51 left in this third quarter. Woods into the corner to Gray, left side. Swings it back out top. This is Bryce, top of the key. Tabor has her defensively. Back to Woods, right side, top of the key. Penetration to the baseline, cut off there. Out top it comes to Bryce. She'll drive, miss the shot, but draw the foul. Foul on Mountain Home is on Anna Grace Foreman. That's her second. Team foul number two. At the free throw line. Kiara Bryce. First one is good. Tabor's going to come out, and Madeline Collins will check in now for Mountain Home. Bryce, one more free throw. This one is missed. Collins, the rebound for Mountain Home underneath. So a seven-point Mountain Home lead out top. It's Walker running the point. Takes it to the free throw line. Now backs it up. Down the left side of the paint. She's open, pulls up too strong off the glass. Backside rebound to Shazer, her third board. The outlet up ahead to Woods. Woods on the left wing. The three hits the top of the backboard. Looks like one of Bob Bird's shots. He misses. And it's Riley Walker with the rebound. 4:50 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leads it by seven. 22-15. Right side, Collins open for three. It rims out. Had a good look. And the rebound's out of bounds off Mountain Home. It's Pine Bluff basketball. .436 left now in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 22-15. The Shazer works it ahead to the free throw line. Kicks it to Bryce. The three is good. This is a 6-2 run to open the third quarter by the Phillies. And we've got a four-point game, 22-18. I talked earlier about the longer you let teams hang around, more problems they're going to cause you. Here's a foul against Pine Bluff as Foreman gets knocked down by Bryce. Her first, team's first. Lady Bombers have it to inbound under their basket right side. First, though, Emma Martin will check back into the lineup. And Collins will get a breather. Martin, Foreman, Husky, Walker, and Pfeiffer on the floor for Mountain Home right now. Walker receives the inbounds pass. He's going to take it back out top and get things set offensively here. Martin works out top. Here's Husky on the right elbow. Swings it inside to Foreman. Scores off the glass. Ran that play perfectly. 4 points for Foreman. 24-18. 3:38 left in the third. Bryce. Ball fake. Drives into the paint. Misses from six. Rebound Mountain Home. Foreman having a big day on the boards. That's her seventh. Up ahead it goes to Husky on the left wing. Martin has it out top now. 3:18 left in the third. Lady Bombers leading by six. Martin comes to get it out top. They look inside for Foreman off the glass. No rebound. Walker gives it back to Foreman, missing the layup. She gets the rebound again, and she'll kick it out. Here's Martin for three. It won't go. Had a good look. And the rebound finally controlled by DeShazer underneath. 2:48 left in this third quarter. And a foul against Mountain Home along the baseline will send Bryce to the free throw line. Boy, Matt Home had some good looks at the basket. That trip down the floor could not get them to drop. Foul on five for her second. Five different Lady Bombers have two fouls each. Bryce at the line, all six of her points in this third quarter. First one is good. Pine Bluff will bring McKenna Thorne, a freshman, 5'10 freshman, into the ballgame. Bryce with another free throw. It's good. We've got a four-point game again. 24-20. Mountain Home with the lead and the basketball. Foreman out top now for the Lady Bombers. Just holds it. Now gives it up to one of the guards. Walker comes to get it. Walker to the free throw line. Over to Martin. Now Husky on the left wing. Works off the pick. Kicks it out top to Foreman. Backdoor cut by Pfeiffer to the baseline right. Shot rattles around, won't go. Foreman, the rebound underneath, took it away from Gray and puts it in. Foreman now with 6 points, 10 rebounds in the ballgame. Six of her 10 rebounds on the offensive end. Now Foreman pokes the ball away. Husky picks it up, runs the floor, tries to skip it to Pfeiffer, and the pass is picked off, a turnover. Here come the Phillies. Up ahead, this is Woods with it. 1:44 left in the third quarter. Mountaineum leading by six. Bryce, baseline drive into the paint. She's fouled. She'll hit to the free throw line. Martin's going to pick up her second foul. Six different Lady Bombers now with two fouls each. It's a fourth team foul against Mountain Home. First free throw by Bryce is missed. One more here for Bryce with 1:35 left in the third. This one is good. Timeout Pine Bluff, 1:35 left in the third. Mountaineum leads at 26-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
1:35 left, third quarter action, 26-21. It's Mountain Home with the lead over Pine Bluff. Phillies have three timeouts left. Mountain Home has not called one yet this afternoon. Problem at the scorer's table. They're trying to get something there figured out. Lane had tried to check in, but she came up after the first horn had blown, so she'll have to wait to check in until the next dead ball. Nearing the timeout, once the first horn blows, you cannot make a substitution. So Mountain Home on the offensive end here. Out top, it's Martin. She's open for three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Walker to keep it alive for Mountain Home. Baseline jumper, good by Hannah Pfeiffer. Her first points. 28-21, Mountain Home with 69 seconds left in the third quarter. Out top, this is Bryce. In the corner right side to Shazer. 56 seconds left. Third quarter action. Into the paint, Bryce drives, lost it on the way up. Rebound, Pfeiffer. Mountain Home on the attack. The outlet to Martin. Layup at the other end is missed. Rebound is Woods. Martin thought the defender was closer than she was. She did that stop move, then went up for the shot, and by that time the defenders were there and altered the shot. A three missed on the other end by Pine Bluff. Thorne, the rebound for the Phillies. 27 seconds left here in this third quarter, and Pine Bluff may play for the final shot of the quarter. Lady Bombers are up 28-21. Bryce, right side, forces up a 16-footer. It won't go. Rebound Walker, Mountain Home with 8 seconds left. Up ahead, Pfeiffer, four on the clock. Her three is blocked, and the rebound is going to be loose, and the quarter will come to an end. And the Lady Bombers have a 7-point lead, 28-21. At the end of three, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to Room and Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it.